Marcus Hanalei Marzan has degrees in fiber arts and museum studies. He's been Bishop Museum's cultural resource specialist since about 2008, and his kuleana encompasses traditional techniques and cultural practices and their application today. Marcus, it's so great to have you in here.
Aloha Noi. Thank you for having me.
It's been quite an exciting year for you.
It has.
You had a fabulous show at the Pa'i Art Gallery there at Kalia with Solomon Enos. Terrific showing at the Honolulu Biennial.
Thank you.
Some
Thank
of the most
you very
amazing
much.
Works. And I'm so proud to have you here today talking about how some of these great Native Hawaiian techniques are brought into the present. You started with Lohala?
Correct. In 1996, when I was still in high school, I took a Lohala weaving class during the summer, and it just sparked my creativity
how?
In multiple different ways.
Why?
Well, I always wanted to learn how to weave lauhala ever since I was a little boy. My great-grandmother was a lauhala weaver, and my mother cared for a number of things that she had made. And I was always fascinated
things
by
like
looking
what?
At them, lauhala hats, and she made quilts and other things. But my mother was able to care for them in our family house, and I was surrounded by it my entire time growing up. So I was always inspired to try and find out how she made those kinds of things. And when that lauhala class came up during that summer of when I was in high school, I just decided to take a chance, and it just started from there.
Geez, a few years later, you did get the State Foundation on Culture and Arts apprenticeship with Master Weaver Esther Kakalia Westmoreland.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that was an amazing experience to sit down and spend a lot of time with a kupuna and hearing her stories, hearing her different experiences with the materials and other weaving techniques.
What's particular about Lohala? Tell us a little about that.
Lohala, it's an amazing material. It's very durable, very pliable. You can use it in multiple ways. The way that I first learned how to use it was to make it into woven materials, so baskets and fans and bracelets and mats.
So it's actually leaves of a hala tree.
Leaves of the pandanus tree.
Pandanus.
That are dried and stripped to the varying sizes that are needed to make whatever project that you're working on at that moment.
How long can this possibly last, this material?
Many of these examples still exist in families and some in museums around the world. So generations within families, for instance, my great-grandmother's hats have been in my family for at least 60 years. And
really?
They look just as good as they would have when she first made them. So it's just depends on how one cares for them, and if they're protected from the elements and in that way. So it's a very strong, durable, and resilient fiber.
Amazing. You've worked with so many different Hawaiian textiles and materials, sennet, kapa, but I don't think people can really imagine what some of your works have looked like, Marcus.
So as you mentioned a little earlier, in the Honolulu Biennial, I did do a installation work that incorporated all of those materials, lauhala, sennet, kapa, and different techniques.
So midribs of coconut.
Midribs of coconut.
That really get some height there, because we're talking about things that look like fantastic things you would see on a Paris or New York runway.
Correct.
Things that really add dimension and height to a model.
Very much so. And I'm always into trying to accentuate and bring out the natural beauty of the material themselves. So to really have the material showcase their best face and the qualities that they exhibit.
Do you find you've traveled and exhibited across the Pacific? Do you find they use these natural materials in a similar way?
I think so. A lot of the people within the Pacific have a similar common ancestry and cultural value system. So the idea of using the materials that are available to you and enhancing their qualities in the products that you create is very common across the Pacific, and I'm very happy to see that the tradition is quite alive and well in so many areas that one would think that it wouldn't be as profitable or convenient in the present time.
I know. Certainly, you've got to have a reason to go through what it takes with some of these materials.
Definitely,
for example.
It's so labor intensive.
It's all
so
tied in with
processes.
The culture.
Very much. It's tied into the culture and tied into the environment.
Mm-hmm.
The environment is so important. The materials can only grow in certain conditions. And if those conditions aren't available, those materials won't be available for the practitioners to create those works. So taking care of the environment is a very important part of this process of creation of works.
Mm. As you see the costumes, for example, in Merry Monarch, as they morph every year in different, do you think that they are generally authentic in the kahiko section?
I think the tradition of using materials and what was available to you is consistent to what has been practiced all the way up until the present. You know, we've been large hoop skirts. Yeah, definitely. You know, and even the use of modern materials. Our kupuna were very creative and innovative people, and I think we are still much the same way. We use the materials that are available to us, and I think a lot of the young people today, though, are really trying to reconnect to their roots and their values and systems, and the best way to do that is go back to those traditional practices and traditional materials that can really ground oneself in those perspectives and ideas and the stories of our kupuna.
Even in what it takes environmentally to make
Correct.
Sure it happens. Wow, what a linkage. And you know what's neat? Marcus Marzan is the featured artist in the most recent edition of Bamboo Ridge, the Journal of Hawaii Literature and Arts. It's Bamboo Ridge Edition 110. And he's got a terrific layout of some of his most signature works, as well as the cover of this Bamboo Ridge. And it's all going to be celebrated in an event that's coming up this Saturday. It's second Saturday, June 10th, there at the Louis Pohl Gallery, where you do have a show going on right now, Marcus.
Correct.
I'm so excited about this program. It's called Koko Ula, the Cherished Carrying Neck. And everyone's invited to be there on Saturday, this coming Saturday, for a reading by Bamboo Ridge authors. This issue here was edited by Donald Carrera Ching and Misty Sanico. It features also, this coming Saturday, a weaving demonstration by Marcus.
Correct. So the weaving demonstration and readings will take place from 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the exhibition runs until the 28th of July.
Terrific. It's great. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having
Marcus.
Me.